The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. We welcome you this evening to our Maundy Thursday service here at First Trinity Lutheran Church. And I'd like to say a special word of welcome to anyone who might be visiting with us today. We do hope that while you're here, you'll feel the hospitality and the vitality of our congregation. Our Holy Week schedule includes our Good Friday service. That will be tomorrow at noon. That'll be a tenebrae service, a service of darkness or shadows. And then the Lenten season and Holy Week reach their apex on Sunday morning, the resurrection of our Lord Easter Day, with a festive divine service at 10:30 a.m. Our service this evening is a little bit different than our usual divine services. We will be moving from the celebration of our Lord instituting the Last Supper to the remembrance of Christ being arrested and being the beginning of his suffering and passion leading to his death that we'll remember tomorrow. So this evening, we won't be saying the creed. There'll be no post-communion canticle. A few other items will be a little bit different. At the end of this service, we will be stripping the altar while the congregation reads together Psalm 22, the stripping of the altar, symbolizing Christ's humiliation as he heads to the cross. Our service this evening really doesn't end, but then continues tomorrow on Good Friday. That service really doesn't end. There's no benediction at either of those as we go then to the apex on Sunday morning. We begin with an order for confession. Would everyone please rise? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth.